We recently participated in an event with Arun and Sananda Gandhi. They were here on the island, the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, gave a lecture. And before that, there was a reception, so we went to the reception, and the mayor was there and other people we know, and listened to him and his wife talk. They gave his wife a chance to talk at the reception because he was, of course, talking at the lecture. So they wanted to hear from her as well, and she had some interesting ideas to express. And one of them, which she put forth right away, was that because the whole message of the evening was nonviolence, that though she'd been married for 45 years, and though on many occasions she had given her husband good reason to be angry with her, he had never raised his voice once in 45 years. Never said an angry word in 45 years, either to her or to the children, even though she felt she deserved it on occasion. That was so sweet, the way she said it. And but it really showed a commitment to nonviolence, I thought, and on both of their parts, you know, that it wasn't just something in the political arena, you know, satyagraha, a way you motivate the British to leave India or something. It was something in their personal life that was a core belief. So that really impressed me. We didn't have a chance to stay for the talk, but we left at 7:30 and he still hadn't started talking. So about as late as we stay out. But it's going to be on Hoike television. Did we find out when yet? Yeah. In fact, they taped the interview with him on our property. So it'd be nice to listen to see what he says. We'll try and record it for the monks so we can all listen. We invited him to write for Hinduism Today some thoughts on the current violence in India. We hope he does and submits that. So I was impressed that they were living their ideal. That's what struck me. You know, it wasn't just a concept they were talking about, but in their personal lives they were living this ideal, which was the idea of this time. It's called a season of nonviolence. It's been going, I think, since 1998. Gandhi Institute and others have combined to have this activity in the United States, which is 64 days. It's between the birthdays of Martin Luther King and, is it the birthdays? No, it can't be the birthdays. Some day it honors Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi, 64-day period. So every year for 64 days, starting it on the day that honors Martin Luther King, there's 64 days for nonviolence, and they have different activities throughout the country, including on Kauai, and one of the sponsors is the Unity Church. It's very active in this period. So we're hoping that a little more can be done on Kauai next year, and Barbara Curl is working with the Unity Minister on Kauai to get more activities related to it present on Kauai next year.